This is the Kevin and Sonia Show on KISS.
There's all these Christmas classic movies and that we hold in such high regard. But if you were to pit together some of the biggest Christmas movies, what do you think scored higher on RottenTomatoes.com?
That's always if it's the critics reviewing or the audience score, because it can be very different sometimes on Rotten Tomatoes.
Absolutely. So for the purpose of this game, we're just going to use the audience score. So what was more universally loved?
Is this a race?
I know.
Not a race.
Is this a competition? You should see in the background here, Jordan and I eyeing each other like we're supposed to be getting up to the
Where's my buzzer? Where's the buzzer?
Okay, Home Alone 1 versus Home Alone 2. What do you think scored higher?
Well, Home Alone 1, obviously. I don't even know if we can have a different answer here.
I think Home Alone 2 because there's more hype built up around it.
Tara Jean is correct.
Oh, no.
Home Alone 1 has an 80% approval rating or audience score. Rotten Tomatoes. Home Alone 2 has just 61%, but I actually agree with producer Jordan. I like Home Alone 2 better than Home Alone 1.
Yeah.
Which is rare for a second one to be better than the first, but if you really do dig it, just yesterday, actually, I watched a new series on Netflix that analyzes the making of the movie. It's called The Movies That Made Us. Highly recommend it. Great, great documentary.
What about this one? The original How the Grinch Stole Christmas cartoon or the Jim Carrey live action that came out in 2000. What do you think was more universally loved according to the Rotten Tomatoes audience score?
Man, this one's really hard for me because I think they're both incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jim Carrey one really elevated filmmaking and the way that we can tell Christmas stories and the vibe of it.
I want it to be the Jim Carrey one, but I know it's the original.
Is it really?
Yeah. By a landslide. The Jim Carrey live action only has 56% love from audiences. The original Grinch cartoon, 97%. That's almost a perfect score.
Yeah.
Let's take you to the year 2003. It was a big year for Christmas movies.
Were you born yet, Jordan?
Yes. Okay, I was 13. I was alive.
I know.
I just checked though. I'm like, what was I?
Because that was the year that Love Actually came out. And this one too.
10 a.m. Santa's coming to town.
Oh my God!
So Elf or Love Actually?
Love Actually, for sure.
Elf, 100%
Elf. Oh, you're such a man child.
Come on. You love Elf too. Come on.
No, I actually don't. I cannot stand seeing grown men act like babies.
TJ.
And the fact that he would have a love interest in Zooey Deschanel.
So you really don't like Elf,
hey,
no,
TJ?
No, no.
It says it equally and, the same thing as a view.
This is an easy guess that it would be higher rated on Rotten Tomatoes, that Love Actually would be better, because that is perhaps the best Christmas movie
of all time. Tell her she's wrong, please.
Okay. Elf had 79%.
Okay.
Love Actually had 73%.
It was very close.
Elf's still better.
I was going to say, call it a truce. You know,
no.
I won that one.
Let's do one more. How about A Christmas Story or National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Ooh. Christmas Story, of course, with the old red rifle.
The leg lamp.
And Christmas Vacation.
I'm going to say
Griswolds.
So good.
It's funny because Christmas Vacation with the Griswolds, it's kind of like a joke, but it's also a really incredible movie.
And it shows
with
dysfunction
a ton of heart.
In family. Like, everyone can relate to something in that movie.
If I was going to sit down personally as a movie goer and watch one of these two right now, I would pick the Griswolds. So I'm going to pick that one for higher rated on
Christmas
Rotten Tomatoes.
Christmas Vacation.
Wow, you are actually in agreement.
Yes.
But you're also both wrong. Christmas Story, 88%. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, 86%.
Oh, so close.
It's like a tie, technically.
Now will you call a truce?
Truce?
No.
No, because I think he won, didn't he?
Yes, I did.
He's not going to let go of that easily.
Kiss with the Kevin and Sonia Show.
So I told my kids we could go bigger because we're in a rental house and it has a really big foyer. But then it was delivered in and I'm not sure this was the tree we picked out.
She says her tree is aggressive.
That's Jennifer Garner, who took to social media and she showed off this monstrous tree.
It's over 20 feet tall and it is in a foyer with a rather large, you know, a lot of headspace going on there.
Sorry. I assumed that it was one of those ones that had, you know, like the big giant 20-foot ceilings, and not that it was crouched over trying to fit in 20.
That's not the visual. That
scraping the roof is like ceiling.
I had a dream before that scraped a roof. It was a rental home though, and even when we moved out, we still looked at the roof in the living room and went, "Oh, Christmas 2016."
We're not getting your damage deposit back.
Nope.
Right?
How about you? Welcome to Kevin and Sonia's shows. Have you done this before? No. Annual Christmas tree chat 2019. You can text us 104.56. How many trees do you have up this year? Do you have an aggressive Christmas tree like Jennifer Garner? If you've got a really big one that's too big for your living room, perhaps?
My neighbor down the street last year had a, I don't know the actual height, but it must have been, again, a 20-foot tree. And I remember they had it with so much pride that they had all the neighbors come by and just to take a look at it, because it was a feat to get it into the house. Like, I don't know what scientific thing they had to do and what moving around, because you know that setting up a regular Christmas tree can sometimes be, you know, quite a process. But when you get something that doesn't even fit through the door properly, holy smokes, the transportation of it all. I have one Christmas tree. It's an artificial Christmas tree, and I love it. And I thought, hey, I'm doing Christmas. I'm Mr. Christmas. And then I see on social media, there's all these people who have, like, you know, a Christmas tree in their bedroom or whatever. But Samantha, for you, you say your neighbor has 18 Christmas trees.
Definitely, yeah. She's got at least two main big trees in the main living room. Then she's got two in the kitchen, two or three downstairs, one in her bedroom, and then other ones kind of sprinkled amongst all of that.
And how about you in comparison? Are you in the Christmas spirit? How many trees do you have up?
I have six right now.
Oh my God.
I was so prepared for you to say zero because your neighbor stole all of them. She took all of the ones in the neighborhood that are available. Six. Wow.
Six, yeah. But I just have an apartment, so eventually I will have more. But at work, I've got a couple as well, so...
Holy smoke.
And we're wondering why there's a shortage of Christmas trees this year. This is why.
Mine are all fake, so just to be clear.
Okay, obvious question. Where do you store them all then?
Mom and Dad's house.
Ah, there we go.
Kiss. With Kevin and Tara Jean on the Kevin and Sonia Show.
Kevin. Jordan.
Yes.
Is it too early for a push-up challenge?
Never.
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 Push-ups?
I can tell you guys like to get physical on this show, so I want to bring up, down in the States right now, former Vice President and Democrat Joe Biden. He's on the campaign trail. I love it. He's calling his tour the No Malarkey Tour.
Which, you know,
kind of ages him.
To appeal to the youths. Yeah. Let's call it No Malarkey
Tour. No Malarkey Tour. So he's showing his age a bit with that one. But during a stop in Iowa yesterday, a Republican got on a mic and pretty much suggested that Biden was an old sedentary man who was too old and too unfit physically for office. Mm. And listen to this. Biden was not having it.
If you want to check my shape on it, let's do push-ups together again. Let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do.
He got,
as one does when someone challenges you,
let's have a push-up contest,
right,
man.
He got right in his face, left the stage, came right down into the audience, and it made me think, I wonder on this show who can do the most push-ups. So I'm going to time you for 10 seconds. Jordan, you're going first.
Oh, okay. Well, I have an injury, so that may help me.
You could have said that before.
It may work against me. I have a blister on my finger. I burnt my finger, and it's like
a
pillow.
Get down on the floor.
Okay.
You've got 10
love
seconds.
That you're not cutting him any slack already, which is great. Because
it's the tiniest little blister.
No, it's not. It's huge.
Okay, hop down. You've got 10 seconds on the timer.
It hurts. It's going to pop.
Butt down. Do the whole thing. Ready, set, go. All right. Well, he's down. You count your own. Oh, he's good. Are you fit right now, Kevin? Have you been working out?
I do like a good push-up. I mean, I'm trying to get back into the wagon, so without trying to make any excuses.
Stop.
Okay.
13.
I gotta say, you really go to man town down there.
13.
Like, you look strong. Do you work out?
Nope.
Okay, Kevin?
I'm just competitive.
I don't work
out. I run and I hike. I don't do push-ups.
Kevin, down on the ground for your push-up challenge. You've got 10 seconds and need to beat 13.
I gotta take my headphones off here.
Yeah, that's all good. That's all good.
Kay.
Any injuries to declare?
Any excuses is what you mean?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Hop on down. You count how many you can do. Yeah. Ready, set, go. How's his form looking there, Jordan?
Oh, it's good. Oh, he's banging these out. Oh, slow down, Kevin. Kevin!
I'm starting to think I need to do the girl push-up version just in order to win.
His time's not...
Stop!
Okay.
Sorry, that was 14 seconds.
How many was that?
I was like, that's a long 10 seconds.
It felt long, yes.
I was watching you.
I don't want to know what he got. Ugh.
How did you do?
26.
Oh,
yeah,
my...
Yeah, right. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I like push-ups.
I'm not even going to try. I'm dropping down. Are you ready?
Ready?
Yes. Okay. And go.
I didn't mention that I also have an injury.
You could.
I don't know what it is, but... Has it been 10 seconds yet?
So.
Okay, great. 62.
Okay. Judge, I call a recount.
this whole count for yourself thing. I wish I had thought about that.
It worked for me.
Kiss with the Kevin and Sonia show.
My self alerts have gone off in the last couple minutes, and I'm happy to report to you that it is imminent.
Oh my gosh.
I have been checking every few seconds for the update. I have some very exciting news to share with you.
It is happening.
The Ghostbusters 3 trailer drops officially on Monday.
Yes!
What did you think I was talking about?
Sonia and her baby.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Is this how he is? Because I'm going to need a little bit more warning.
He is. The Ghostbusters. Oh, my. I seriously want to come over there for doing this. I want to strangle him right now.
Okay. First of all, you know how big Ghostbusters is in my life.
I know,
right?
But like when we're waiting on such a big, important event from Sonia. And you do
She's
that?
She's fine. I talked to her the other day. She's still waiting for the baby.
A lot can happen.
Yes. I know.
Oh my God.
A lot can happen. And now when you actually break into the show and let us know that she's in labor, we're not going to believe you.
Okay, for anyone who's joining us, she is not in labor. These two just completely misread what I was trying to talk about, which is the Ghostbusters 3 trailer, by the way, which now has its new title, Ghostbusters Afterlife. This is a movie that is 30 years in the making. Now, you may be thinking, in 2016, yes, there was another Ghostbusters movie. That was the one with Melissa McCarthy and Leslie Jones and the cast of the women.
Did you dig that one?
It was okay. It was a Ghostbusters movie, but it's not set in the same universe as this one, which follows the original two. And if there's anything you know listening to the show, I am one of the world's biggest Ghostbusters fans.
I'm pretty sure they've made these movies just for you.
Yes.
Oh, so Jason Reitman, the son of Ivan Reitman, is directing and co-wrote this new movie. And it comes out in July. I have already made plans to tentatively fly down to wherever they're going to do the world premiere of it, because I was there for like the Ghostbusters Fan Fest fan convention earlier this year, and it made my life. It was so good. I met
feels
the stars.
Feels good to be around your people.
Yes,
your tribe, right?
Because you know, Bustin makes me feel good. Anyway, Monday, the trailer arrives, and there's now an article from Variety that talks about the movie, how Paul Rudd works into this with his character. Finn Wolfhard is in this, Carrie Coombs, and yes, some of the original Ghostbusters.
Chuck Sampson.
Who?
DJ Reinhardt. Carl.
These are all over my head.
I was just trying to be
part
of the
conversation.
I have no idea. I don't know any of them.
I'm so mad that Sonia's not having her baby yet.
I know, me too. Me too.
Ghostbusters what?
Text me, Sonia.
She's fine. Nothing's happened yet. Kiss Radio, newest member to the Kevin and Sonia show, Tara Jean, filling in for Sonia, who's on mat leave. Are you ready? Are you ready for this weekly tradition that you can now be a part of?
This is really what I'm here for.
Tell us something good.
Celebrate life's little
and not so little victories.
It's Fist Pump Friday.
I love Fist Pump Friday because before I was on this show, I would listen and I'd be in my car. I love hearing about people's successes and what they're celebrating. And it's just really inspiring and a great way to get into the weekend.
Because you know what? Positivity and optimism breeds more into your own life. And honestly, we are all happy when good things happen to other people. And as friends here on the show, with you listening every single morning, we love celebrating the big things in your life and the small things just as much. You can text 104.56 with your name and neighborhood. Here's some of the big fist pump moments that have happened to you so far this week.
For me, I'd like to give a fist pump for returning to the gym and returning to fitness this week.
Thank you.
I went twice this week. I definitely petered off over the last year until finally the last few months I wasn't going at all. And I really feel a difference this week just getting in there and having a sweat.
Feels good to get back into it, doesn't it?
It feels great.
You know, day one versus one day.
Yeah.
You know, when you finally cross that line doing that. Fist pump for you, Tara Jean. Amazing first week here on the show.
Yeah.
Joining us. That's my fist pump for you this week.
You guys are a hoot.
A hoot.
That's are we owls?
It's a good thing.
No malarkey here. I also want to give a shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today.
Aww.
Mama Lim.
And it's my dad's birthday coming up on Sunday. So very excited about that. It's a very, very busy, busy couple days for our family. We would love it. Producer Jordan, fist pump Friday for you.
Okay, so Tara Jean's talking about wanting to go back to the gym. I'm going opposite. Because what happened was everyone has car glove box snacks, right? Do people do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have purse snacks.
Okay. I went to my glove box and I found Reese's Pieces, these peanut butter cups. And
like
I
was a full size one.
Yeah. And they had the pieces inside. So I'm like, I'm going to eat this for breakfast. So
Because you know what? You're an adult and you can do those kind of
things,
right?
Yes.
Through text 104.56.
Wow. You guys are really coming to the table this morning. From Greg in Abbotsford, I rear ended someone and they agreed not to go to ICBC. Yeah. From Lori and Langley, took the day off work, hubby at work, kids at school and daycare, so I get a quiet day to myself at home.
Mama, oh, you deserve this. Deserve this one.
What a moment. Another one here from LS. I got my first grandbaby girl.
Aww. Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations, Grandma LS. She said that her kids say that she can't put the names of her grandchildren on social media, but she's just itching to get on there to celebrate. Hopefully you get some of that out here with us celebrating you this morning.
And a shout out to Jesse in Abbotsford. My wife completed Christmas shopping for our family and friends, so nice. I don't have to hear her complain about it anymore. You know, I would have gone with thank you, but that too works.
Nice job, Jesse.
She might have one present to return after hearing that.
Tell us something good.
Celebrate life's little
and not so little victories.
It's Fist Pump Friday.
Yo, Nina. Fist Pump Friday. Welcome to the show. What are you celebrating?
My fist pump this week is yesterday. I was trying to park my car at Walmart. And I don't know. I accidentally bumped this lady's car. And then I panicked. So I tried to look for a pen. And I didn't have one in my car, so then I just waited for her to come out of Walmart so I could let her know what happened. And she came out, she looked at the scratch, and she said, there's no point in fighting tongue over something so minor. And she just wished me a Merry Christmas and said,
I just, like, exhaled hearing that. Like, there's something so relieving about, you know, when you feel bad.
Someone letting you off the hook.
Yes.
Fist pump for being one of the good ones. Not just trying to leave a note, but also, like, staying there to talk to the person to apologize.
How long did you wait for her to come out of the store?
Well, she was out within like 10 minutes, but it felt like an hour.
Yeah.
Wow, you're a good person.
Well, thanks for being part of the show. Happy Fist Pump Friday to you.
All right, I listen to it every morning. I love you guys.
We love you too, Nina.
Lots of texts coming through for Fist Pump Friday on 104.56. We can't get to them all, but I got a few highlights. Fist pumps for Carlos. He's with a fantastic girl named Kelsey who lights up his life. Aww. Krista is celebrating making it through her first week of being gluten-free.
That's hard.
Have you tried doing that before?
Yes, I actually intermittently do go gluten-free, but it takes a while to figure out, you know, how to get that down. So your first week gluten-free, Krista, that's impressive.
That's a milestone.
I love this one. Fist pumps for Savannah and Carson. They've just adopted a couple St. Bernard puppies named Boozin' and Bear.
Okay, everyone now together collectively.
Aww. And one more for you. This fist pump text came from Rachel. And at first she said, my fist pump is my advent calendar and it's out of this world awesome. So then I asked her what kind of advent calendar it was.
Right.
And she responded, nude advent. And I went, what the heck is that? But then she quickly wrote back and said it was a typo and she meant to say booze advent.
No, but like the nude.
It is. Yeah, like it nude is. Nude vodka soda.
Oh, I thought she meant naked bodies.
Oh.
No.
Just like a new naked body every day?
What kind of advent calendar do you want?
And I want one. is Harry Styles in there?
Oh, my. No, I don't think you would be.
1-877-936-4487. Chris, you and your girlfriend just welcomed a baby this week.
Thank you.
Oh, what a wonderful time. So would you say that this week, seeing your new baby's face, you had love at first sight?
Oh, beyond. Absolutely beyond. 9 pound, 7 pound, beautiful baby boy.
Amazing. You can hear the love in his voice. And you know what? We're going to... Actually, no, we probably shouldn't. It's a newborn. So here's what we'll do.
You're the best around. Nothing's ever going to get... You're the best.
Kiss Radio. Kiss. With Kevin and Tara Jean on the Kevin and Sonia Show.
Raise your hand if you have been victimized by your cell phone. Or... maybe it's just your own stupid fault. But how have you injured yourself with your cell phone? Because cell phone related injuries have now risen to like new heights. I don't know why, but I guess it just coincides with the release of the new phone, like the iPhone 11, that the study comes out.
Well, it's just become an extension of our bodies. we're so used to just having it on us and using it so much that we're doing things like walking while we're texting, and that's resulting in way more injuries. From the text to 10456, so many people dropping it on their face.
Yeah.
In bed, right?
Common one. You know, people stepping off of the sidewalk because they're not paying attention and they roll their ankles. You know, more seriously, when people are actually walking into traffic, when they're not aware of what's going on. But here are some of the more bizarre ways that people have hurt themselves. You listening have shared your text at 10456.
Yeah, I got a great one from Rhonda. She says, my cat hates it when I have my phone because he wants the attention. Yep. Who can relate? Who can relate? He came up to me and knocked my phone out of my hand and hit me in the face and gave me a fat lip. So it was the phone, but it was really the cat.
Yep.
I was going to say that it wasn't the phone's fault.
Another reason why cats aren't the greatest.
Another great one here on the text, cell phone injuries. 10456 is our text line. I was playing Monopoly and pretty impressed with my stack of funny money, so much so that I stood up to grab my phone and take a selfie, turned and walked into the side of a door and busted my head wide open.
Oh. 1-877-936-4487. Sonia in Maple Ridge, what's the weird way you got hurt by phone?
Well, I didn't really hurt myself, but I threw it at somebody else and hurt them.
On purpose?
Yes.
Okay.
So other human beings, Kevin, have this emotion called anger.
We found one of them right now.
I'm not a robot, you know.
Yeah, but you're always in great spirits, right?
Until one day.
Until one day, you throw a phone at me and scream, "Where's Sonia?" So what were you angry about? Did you injure the person?
Well, he had a really big bruise.
Ouch.
What did they do to deserve? I mean, because I think anyone really deserves to have a phone thrown at them. But what happened? What was the situation?
He stole my car.
He stole your car.
Yeah.
What?
I have a list of wonderful ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, okay. I'd throw my phone at him, too.
Kiss. With Kevin and Tara Jean on the Kevin and Sonia Show.
Do you hate digging around for your compass card?
Sorry, this sounds like one of those cheesy infomercials. Don't you hate it when you're trying to look for your compass card and all you find are candy wrappers and toys from your kids in your purse? Well, we have a solution for you.
Gee golly whiz, yes I do, Kevin.
There's got to be a better way. Sorry, guys. Sometimes I go infomercially. Getting to know me.
It's the actress in you, Tara Jean.
Compass Card Mini is available starting today from TransLink. This is an opportunity for you to just keep it on your keychain. I think this is a brilliant, especially if you're like my husband and you keep it on your belt with like a chain. He pulls his keys out and never has to put them away or lose them.
Like a janitor?
Yes. Oh, like yeah. My husband is exactly like that.
Okay.
He's one of those guys.
So this Compass Card Mini is essentially like a little tag on your keychain instead of having to dig around to find the actual card. And, you know, some people right now are thinking like, I don't need one more thing in my keychain.
Or do you?
I went through a phase where my keychain was just very much like a custodian. Like, you know, there were way too many keys. There were way too many things that, you know, I had collected from presents. And, you know, there were photo tags. And then there was, like, you know, nice little symbolic things. And my pockets would be so heavy. So
you
I don't
a
know.
Purse, number one. That would help.
Yeah.
Do you carry a man purse?
No, I've got my backpack. With
me. Do you guys have your keys? Because, I mean, these Compass Minis are going to be most effective on your keys. What's on your keys?
Oh.
What do you guys have on there right now?
Oh.
Okay. I've got my my Delta Rec tag for the Ladner Leisure Center.
Yes.
I've got my car keys, my house keys, and this stuffed eagle. Because I always think of my husband as a sexy eagle. And so it reminds me of my handsome husband.
Okay, let's be honest for a second. You can have that because you have a purse to put your keys into. If a guy had that, that's like bulging from the pocket.
You'd have a double right? bulge.
Like,
this would be a good bulge, I will say. Yeah.
I know you didn't need to point it out, but the word double bulge was unnecessary. Yeah. Here's what I got in my... and again, this is very pared down. I've got my car keys, my house keys, my mail key, my parents' house key, and
nothing,
my garage key.
Nothing
and
decorative?
Again, I took that off recently because it was too much, but it's on my backpack now, and that's a picture of my son and I on one of those sort of keychain things that I got from my wife.
Hi, Bennett.
Producer Jordan?
Well, I used to have a lot on my keychain, then I decluttered it. So now I have three keys... I used to have, because as of just a second, when I grabbed my keys, my name fell off of my thing. My keychain no longer has. It broke right off. So
your name fell off?
I have,
what is that?
I have
like a little
It just says Jordan. Yes. But it fell off. So now it's no more. So one less thing on my keychain. So I have three keys. So
well, now you've got room for the mini compass card. That's fine. That's easy, right? Look at that.
Yeah, the minis will be available today at the Stadium Chinatown customer service office. Have fun with it. Live your best life.
I feel like Jordan is actually pretty distraught by the fact that his keychain is broke.
I'm going to cry.
Did that just break?
I grabbed it and it just snapped off. It is old. I've had this on here for like 10 years.
What does it mean? What is the universe trying to tell you?
I don't know.
He does not need any more things to stress over in his life, Terry Jean. If there's one thing you should know about producer Jordan is that anything else is going to tip him over.
I've lost my name.
Here we go. And here comes the existential crisis in three.
Oh my God! Two.
Kevin and Sonia's not so secret word.
Brought to you by Pepper Wireless, your number one Fido exclusive dealer.
All right, let's say hello to our two competitors going head to head with this Friday edition of the not so secret word. Okay. It was Insta Fan Friday, so we said yesterday, follow us on Instagram at Kiss Radio Hits. Leave us a comment, and you could be a contestant for the not-so-secret word because we know it's hard to get through in the phone lines. And when you talk about the Contact Winter Music Festival tickets as being like the grand prize, a lot of people want to win these tickets. So for weekend passes on the line, we've got Bethany in Mission. You are carried. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
Playing up against you is Isabella from Maple Ridge. You're a student at Capilano University. What are you taking there?
I'm in the Legal Administrative Assistant Program.
Nice. Ooh,
very.
Yeah.
I think we've made this joke before, but how much of it is close to suits? None of it?
100%.
100%. Oh, okay.
Ooh. I'm in.
Well, the big thing around town is if you do take transit, starting today, TransLink has a new compass card. It's called the Compass Mini. It's basically a small version that that's designed to fit onto your keychain or your backpack. So that in mind, today's not-so-secret word is mini, as in the compass mini, M-I-N-I. Bethany and Isabella, we're going to give you 30 seconds on the clock each and a series of clues as to words, phrases, and names that all have mini somewhere in the answer. If you get the most right in your 30 seconds, you win. If you get stuck, you can pass, but you only get...
One pass! Oh, she's on it.
All right. So, Bethany, let's start with you. Team Kevin or Team Tara Jean, who's in for Sonia?
Tara Jean.
This is the first time I've been chosen first.
Breathe. It will be okay.
Dear diary.
On this date.
Legit.
December 6th.
Thanks, Bethany.
Here we go. Let's 30 seconds this. On the clock with the not-so-secret word mini. Your time begins now.
To lessen the importance of something. A family drives these. Not a car, but a...
Minivan.
Yes. Little dough balls. You can buy them at the PNE covered in sugar.
Mini donuts.
A short dress without the top part.
Mini dress.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. You use a tiny putter to do this. A little ball. Mini. Oh, no. Oh, God. It's falling apart. The least amount of something. Now nobody's going to ever pick me first again. I totally succumbed to the pressure. I'm sorry, Bethany. What's your favorite Starbucks drink? I'm probably going to have to bring you one at this point.
You got three. The one that Tara Jean was trying to get to, and I think you would have been okay because you can say the not-so-secret word.
Oh, you can?
Mini golf. Mini golf is what you try to get.
Mini golf.
And the one you passed on in the beginning, minimize. Minimize.
Oh.
Minimize. Okay. Now, three is the number to beat. Isabella, how are we feeling right now?
Feeling great is what she's feeling.
All right, Isabella, shout out your answers. Nice and loud. Let's see if we can beat three with a not-so-secret word. Mini, our time begins right now. A TV show that doesn't have many episodes. What's that called?
Pass.
Okay, it's a brand of car. It's tiny.
Mini Cooper.
Yes. Justin Trudeau is the prime blank.
Minister.
Yes. The lowest amount of something.
Minimal.
Yes. Yes. It's a tiny virtual assistant like a smart speaker, not Alexa. What's the other one?
Google Mini Home.
Other way around.
Google Mini Home.
No, the other way around. That's the same thing you said.
Oh,
come on.
Whoa.
So close.
We just had a tie.
Okay. It was Google Home Mini. You were so close. Google Home Mini. And the first one you passed on was Mini Series.
Also, for a second there, Tara Jean was just in the corner pouting like, ugh.
I just feel so bad for letting Bethany down with my performance there, but now...
It's a tie now.
It's a tie. I can't believe that was a tie.
I don't think we've gone to a tie this many times in one week with a not-so-secret word as we have.
I think it's been 3 days in a row. We've definitely had three this week.
Okay, so Bethany and Isabella, your tiebreaker question. What percentage of people say that they plan on buying a Christmas gift for their pet this year? Bethany, what's your guess?
85%.
85. Okay, Isabella, what's your guess?
62%.
Isabella is closest with the answer being 31%, believe it or not. Congratulations, woo! Isabella.
Work, Isabella.
Cascade, Major Lazer, Tiesto, all waiting for you at the end of this month at VC Place, right there in the stage of the Contact Winter Music Festival. And guess what? You're going to be there with your best friend. Congratulations.
Kiss Radio.
And researchers have once again come to the conclusion that intelligent people are more likely to swear. This research has been done before. It's been done again. If you have a filthy potty mouth, you can really just explain it away by saying it's a side effect of your high IQ. And fun fact, those with higher intellects are also found to be more likely to eat spicy breakfasts and walk around the house naked.
That's weird.
Oh.
Okay. Not the process of doing it, just the correlation between the two. Question.
Yeah.
Do you swear, Tara Jean, a lot? Because you often, and this is what I've learned from working with you, and this has only been 1 week into the new show with you joining the show,
yep.
That you say the term, what the fart, a lot.
Yes.
Jordan, you picked up on that too, right?
Oh, instantly.
Well, even though I do swear in the workplace sometimes, I try not to, but I do swear in real life. But fart to me is actually something I feel like it's a swear word. So
really?
It's kind of like a cheeky really? Little way to slip it in. Yeah, it feels very, because it starts with the...
Right, right. It's like shutting the front door, right?
Yeah. I think it's really just the consonant sounds that make me feel like I'm getting my point across and feeling good, you know?
So, again, if you were with your kids in the car and somebody cuts you off, you're like...
No.
Fart!
No, I say...
Doesn't
the
same.
I say the real one.
Good.
Then I go full...
No, straight up, the other day, my daughter is just about 11, and I accidentally swore in front of her, and I said, I'm so sorry, bud. And she just went, Mom, you've been doing it since I was little. And then she came around the corner and did like a little lean against the doorway or the hall or whatever, and she goes, I got something to tell you. She goes, I've dropped a few myself. I was like, all right, just don't do it in front of adults.
Kiss with the Kevin and Sonya Show.
There's lying on your resume, and then there's this woman. First of all, lying on your resume, what do you think the worst that could happen would be?
Well, that you that you show up and can't do the job and get fired, right?
Right, you lose your job. That's the worst. This woman in Australia has been sentenced to minimum 1 year in prison for lying on her resume. That's how serious this is.
Where was she? What country?
In Australia.
Okay.
It was a government job. It was a high-level job that paid $185,000 a year. It was chief information officer for the Department of Premier and Cabinet. How on earth do you land a job like that lying on your resume?
What did she lie about?
She lied about her education background.
Oh.
She had her brother pretend to be one of her references. She pretended to be one of her references when they called.
Come on. She needs an award for that.
That's acting.
That is communications.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know her. She's great.
That's great.
She embellished her work history and more. Not only that, but on her LinkedIn, this is where it gets even better, she used Kate Upton, her picture as her profile picture.
Okay, well, that's a stretch.
So at this point...
Is that how she got busted? Wait, I know who that is.
Kate right? Upton, yes. You know her.
I love her.
Yeah, she's great.
I mean, maybe she was just like, you know, I'm just going to throw this in my head in the ring and see what happens. Because if anything, it actually makes the recruiters look bad. Like the people who hired her, because that they didn't do the due diligence to see through all of her lies. And... I mean, that's a whopper of a lying on a resume, though.
You said she embellished. Okay, so like, what's the level of embellished? Because like embellishment is happening on every resume. You take like, I answer phones. I'm great at customer service.
That's just being. That's just creatively spinning your skills, though.
Is it lying, though?
I mean, if you're finessing it to make certain things and certain parts of your previous job history more prevalent to appeal to the new employer that you're applying with, that's not necessarily lying. If, again, it's a customer service thing, that you bring out a bit more of the customer service things that you had in your past. I think, you know, okay. Embellishing and what she did was obviously lying a lot more of things that she never did, period.
Okay, here's something I did on my resume last year. I had the year off work, so I was updating it.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I was going to come back to radio or TV or get into something new. So I wanted to make sure all my skills were up there. And I thought, okay, what was something else I can add? And so I thought, okay, I've done a lot of, working in radio. Filming, you know, my co-host and editing the video and posting it online. So I called myself a videographer.
I don't think that's lying, to be honest.
Great.
You're not an official videographer by trade, but no. By virtue of your experience, you have videographing skills.
I've used the little app on my phone to
video. The trimmer?
No, honestly, I have done stuff more extreme than that, but it made me nervous. When I put that word down, I went, am I? I don't know.
But in this day and age of social media, though, you look at the fact that everybody... in this sort of field has to have a component of being able to film or put something on social media. So an asset like that, if you said that you went to school for it and when you didn't, that's a straight up
lie. And that's the level that this woman has done. Straight up lies, complete deception. Yes. And it sounds like if she had her brother involved in the deception, she comes from one of those families.
Oh, by the way. She also then hired her brother.
Yes. Oh my God. Was he the assistant? Oh God.
Was he also making $185,000?
Probably. Keeping it in the family.
Smart.
Giant liars.
Until you get caught, yeah.
Kiss Radio. The Kevin and Sonya Show with Tara Jean.
Merry Mariah Christmas. Mariah Carey is announcing this massive new mini documentary that's going to be coming soon to Amazon, and it explores her hit song, All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, I've never heard this song. It's pretty nice.
I was going to say, this is... Oh, sweet. I heard you can... I heard through the grapevine that you can sing, Jordan. So you can sit, you can carry a tune, but you have no confidence?
No. I have no confidence when it comes to singing.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to hear... Now I'm like your mom that's like, please sing for me, please.
Oh, God.
Do that thing that you do. Do that thing. Come on. Auntie and uncle are here.
Do it for everybody. So the new mini documentary, Mariah Carey, for her song, All I Want for You Is Christmas...
All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Thank you. I haven't even heard it once yet. This massive Christmas hit was released back on October 1994. And again, that doc is coming soon to Amazon.
Man, you talk about like the biggest Christmas song like in the last 100 years. Like there are so many Christmas classics, but that one consistently the biggest on all of the charts every single year, starting like October. It's number one on iTunes, on streaming, on Spotify. Do you think that this documentary about All I Want for Christmas Is You and how it came to be will feature this version of the song?
Make my wish come true. I'm just gonna keep on waiting.
How?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
What
you,
is...
You. I hear those little bells ringing. Won't you please bring my baby to me? So make my wish come true. You.
On behalf of all performers, I'm going to come to her defense and say there were audio issues at the time.
Was there?
She was also dancing and moving her body.
That's my excuse every single time I sing.
The Kevin and Sonya Show
on Kiss Radio.